Hundreds of people have protested in several Chinese cities in a rare show of defiance against the zero COVID policy. There have been demonstrations in Beijing, Shanghai and Wuhan. The protests started after a building fire killed at least 10 people in Xinjiang province. Many say rescue efforts were delayed because of lockdown rules. Journalist Patrick Fock is tracking the protests from Hong Kong. He says some people have challenged the government's authority.
This isn't just about the COVID curbs, it's also people, there have been lots of people at these protests holding blank pieces of paper, symbolic to signal their discontent over censorship. And in many cases, people are challenging the leadership as well. There have been reports of people actually chanting at these protests, saying that we don't want lifelong leaders, we don't want emperors. And none of this arguably would be happening if the protesters did not feel they had strength in numbers.
Displaced Syrians have welcomed Turkey's plans for a ground offensive in northern Syria. They're hoping it will allow them to return home. Turkey's defense ministry is planning to target Kurdish fighters from the YPG armed group, which is allied to the Syrian Democratic Forces. Ankara blames Kurdish fighters for last week's rocket attack. At least 14 people have been killed in a landslide in Cameroon's capital. An embankment collapsed, burying mourners at a funeral in Yaoundé. Dozens of people are still missing. Talks to bring peace to Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo are due to resume on Monday. M23 fighters won't be part of the negotiations. The rebel group has rejected calls to disarm and withdraw from land it's taken. To Belgium now, where there have been chaotic scenes after the World Cup match between Belgium and Morocco. People smashed shop windows and set fire to property in Brussels. About 100 police officers were brought in to quell the violence. And on the field, Morocco produced a shock victory. Belgium would have booked a place in the knockout stage if they'd won. But the Atlas Lions had other ideas, scoring two goals against a team once ranked the best in the world. Morocco are now level on points with Croatia.
This week on The Take, a look at how sports and protest have collided in Iran. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.